Good morning. We'll call the meeting to order. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance and the prayer. Please join us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mike, if you want to.
Our God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your gift of life and the many blessings you give us. We ask that you keep us in your spirit and in your arms and in your guidance, and we ask that you watch over us and those for whom we work. Please keep our men and women safe, and always keep us mindful of your presence and make your presence a shown thing in our lives. God, we thank you so much that we have the blessing of living in the United States. We thank you for the election that we had this week, that we're free to choose those to represent us in the halls of government. We ask that you protect our freedom forever and ever, and always bless it with your grace. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning. We'll begin with Joe.
Good thing Mike's here.
Oh, yeah. Hard to find good help, isn't it?
Sorry, I do what I can.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, the first replat is Port Union at Union Center. It is in Westchester Township. They are actually splitting off a portion of a current lot, Lot 9. They're making Lot 10. It is along Union Center Boulevard.
Second. Yes.
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 Change the world now. Four more years. Yeah. Also, they went,
I've never been able to see
that. Yeah, I've never had
before.
4 years.
I didn't even know you had an election.
Yeah.
You were working quietly. You were campaigning quietly.
He was in
Okay, next, 9:35, we'll have a public hearing on the 2007 CDBG.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Donna.
Let me hand you these. I know they were distributed to you earlier, but they probably are lost in your stack of all your other things. So this was the application packet that went out. It's that time of year again for the 2007 application packets to go out, and they have been sent out to all the jurisdictions in the county, as well as the nonprofits that we have worked with or have shown an interest in our programs. Usually what I do every year is I kind of go over our programs that we have in a very general manner, but what I decided to do this year is what I've handed to you is every year we have to submit a CAPER to HUD, which is the Consolidated Annual Performance and Evaluation Report. And what that does is that gives the specifics of what we've done in a program year. So our program year is May 1 to April 30th. So this is due to HUD by August 1st, and this is what we submitted this year. So this tells you in detail a little bit about our programs and what we've accomplished. For instance, in our last program year, between the CDBG and the home program, we drew and expended $2.4 million. Some of the projects that were completed this year, the first page you'll see the sidewalk project, which was a joint combination between Edgewood Schools, St. Clair Township, and the City of Trenton. And that was about 3,000 linear feet of sidewalk, and it extended from the school along State Route 73 and connected to an existing sidewalk within the City of Trenton. That was completed in May. That's just an example of one of our infrastructure projects that we have. We did have three acquisitions this report year. We did the mobile command unit for Oxford Township. We purchased a dump truck with a snowplow package for the village of Somerville, which was just in time for last year's snow that we received before Christmas. And then also to Holding Hands, which is a nonprofit organization. They are building a community center right outside of the village of New Miami. It's right there behind that Calvary Christian building there along Jacksonburg Road and 127. And we purchased a community center for them. And now actually this year, 06 funds, we are helping them pay for the mechanics inside, some tables, computers, and things like that. Some of our programs that we have, of course, we have our fair housing, which is a requirement from HUD. The Grants Consortium of the Downtown Revitalization, we're not continuing, but what that was completed. Our emergency utility assistance, we assisted 33 families who was about to get their electric or water service disconnected, and we were able to help them with that. That's something that we need to be aware of as the winter season approaches, that we do have this program in the event someone is about to have their electricity disconnected. Our home repair program, that's one that we do a variety of different things. We assisted over 100 people this past year. A lot of those were the new sewer connections in the village of New Miami. We did a lot of those, a lot of roof repairs, furnace repairs, things of an emergency type nature. Within our home program, of course, we have our new construction. One of the picture here on this page three is Maple Park, where that was an abandoned school that we demolished. It's actually in the city of Middletown, and we were able to build some homes on there. Five homes have now been sold, as well as we have a new construction effort in the village in New Miami. We're making a lot of improvements there through our rehab program and our new construction program. We have one sold, two that are completed and are in the process of being sold. We are negotiating for one more property on Fox Avenue, and one on Augsburger has recently been purchased. So that's a continual process. In addition, we work with Habitat for Humanity, and they've completed three homes in the last year. Our single-family rehab between the city of Middletown and Butler County, we have completed 24 rehabs in the last year. They have been completed or are ongoing right now. And there's a good example of a before and after shot of one of the homes that we've assisted. In addition, this past May, we started participating in what's called the Dollar Home Initiative program through HUD. And what that is when HUD owns a piece of property or a home for more than 6 months and cannot sell it, they offer it to the jurisdiction for a dollar. We purchase it for a dollar. We turnkey it over to NHS so that they can be the owner. We rehab it, and then we'll sell it to a low-income family. So Middletown has purchased three of them. We have purchased two. In addition, our down payment assistance program, we've assisted over 20 families in the last year with that. So that kind of gives you an idea of all the different programs that we have and what we do. So that leads us on then to our 07 program. In the cover letter, I explained to everyone the deadline is December 22nd, the Friday before Christmas. Our budget, if you look at last year's budget, we had a little over $2 million. They're anticipating a 10% cut across the board for this year. So it's last that we heard. Yeah. The performance measurement, which I've been warning everyone about the last couple years, is now effective as of October 1st. So, and now when we when I insert any project into the HUD website and their reporting mechanism, you have to explain how it has made an impact in your community. So we also have, we'll continue with our consolidated planning committee, which once the projects are submitted to community development, we package them up, sit around a table with Greg Wilkins, Bruce Jewett, Rob Leventry, Mike is on that board, our committee, Kathy Becker from City of Hamilton, and myself, kind of go over the projects and then make a recommendation to you all for your approval. The timetable that we have is very similar to one we have every year. The projects are due December, and January is usually when they're reviewed. In February is usually when you all approve it at a county level. We submitted it to HUD. That application to HUD is due March 15th. May 1 is when our program year starts. But again, we can't start the projects until Congress releases the money, which tends to be 4 to 6 weeks after May. And also, too, you can download the applications on the county website in either Word or PDF format. Okay, and the application, you might notice, is a little bit more extensive this year, and a lot of that is because of the performance measurements that we have to fill in for the county. But this is just information. It goes through and explains a little bit better so that people are more aware of what answers they need to give. So, but again, in general, it's the same, you know, what do you need, prove how much the money, provide us an estimate, show us where the project is, how will it impact the community. And if there's any questions with the application whatsoever, they're welcome to contact our office about that. I think that's about it.
Thank you very much, Donna.
Sure.
As usual, you've done a very good job.
Thanks.
Anybody have any questions? Anybody in the public want to give us a comment on this? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Appreciate the work that she does. Yes. We're very fortunate. I've been to the state meetings and so forth, and we're very, very fortunate to have you here working for us, and we're grateful for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Donna.
I need a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Communications. Okay, communications.
First would be to approve minutes of October 24th. Under personnel training, approve travel and training, pay adjustment for CSEA investigative assistant, hire administrative secretary for Department of Development, promote Area Court 1 employee to position of deputy clerk, approve resignation of, approve five care facility personnel actions, award contract 18 and 19 for the county engineer, exchange bond for Village of Providence Section 2, reviewed speed limit on Westchester Road and Liberty Fairfield Road, exchange bond for Village of Providence Section 2, advertise for bids for office addition and renovation under contract 6-20. Under environmental services, award contract 05A9 for 747 widening to Larry Smith and execute contract for Larry Smith Contractors. Approve agreement to provide temporary relief manhole installation requirement. Transfer technician 1 to position of equipment operator. Approve change order for Milliken Road and Morris Road water main contract number 5-B3. Approve OPWC resolution for wastewater system loan assistance. Approve agreement with unwanted appliances for recycling reuse services. Execute contract number 4-C3 with Miami Western Contractors. Release 1-year maintenance bond to Station Road Sanitary Extension. Approve and execute agreement with Malcolm Perney for geotechnical investigative services. Water and sewer extensions to Tylersville Retail Center and Tri-Health Section 1. Release 1-year maintenance bonds for Rentschler Estate Section 2 and reserves of Brittany Woods. Water and sewer extension to Walden Pond Section 5B. Approve memorandum of understanding with Westchester Township for drop box recycling. Approve a memorandum of understanding with Liberty Township for drop box recycling. Release 1-year maintenance bond for Knolls of Liberty Reserves. Approve 1-year service contract extension for lawn restoration. Water and sewer extensions to Kyle Station Meadows, Block A and B, and amend resolution. Under finance, approve transfers and appropriations. care facilities, transfers, and appropriations, amended certificate of estimated resources dated November 2nd, increase a number of general fund budgets under Job and Family Services, approve child daycare contract with Princeton Pike Church of God, appoint three individuals to Human Service Planning Commission, approve child daycare contracts with Kitty Campus Preschool and Daycare and Abilities First Foundation, approve contract with Legal Aid Society of Greater Cincinnati, approve contract with Butler County Educational Service Center, and one with For Kinship Services, approve contract with Fred Bartenstein for purchasing of consulting services, approve contract Butler County Educational Service Center there for community services, approve addendum amendment number one, agreement with Community Baby Health Lifespan, another one with Community Behavioral Health, approve agreement with Guadalupe G. Laura Consulting Services, approve disability separation for Investigator 2, approve contract with self-purchased flight assembly program, and approve contract with Forensic Mental Health Services. Under miscellaneous, advertise for bids for countywide telephone system, approve credit card for Community Development Division, approve annexation of land to City of Trenton, approve amendment number 3 to agreement for jail services, approve contract order on West Hangar Development Site, reimburse to Cartwells for EMA cert training, approve agreement with Auditor State for comprehensive annual financial report, appoint four people to Butler County Residential Board of Appeals for a 3-year term, approve and execute airport ground lease with Great American Jet Incorporated, issue us of anticipation notes, reimbursement for another EMA MWD course, amendment to 07 holiday listing, refund for overcharge on square foot of building permit, approved contract for Lorenz and Williams Incorporated, that's for this building, appoint retired Judge John R. Moser to the Facility Governing Board, advertise for bids for roof replacement under contract 06-11-017, that's for the old jail, receive and refer bids for GSC Conference Center, Conferencing Center, and authorize settlement of county litigation with Cigna. Phew. Been busy.
If there's no changes or questions, I move to approve.
Second, but I would like to say something about item 83. Okay. It's the appropriate time.
Commissioner Signal. Fox?
The settlement.
Yeah.
I want to express gratitude to the staff that worked, I know, very hard and diligently on this. Our settlement was what?
Around
800,000. And I want to particularly express gratitude to Roger Gates and the prosecutor. I think the prosecutor did, I think he handled this in-house, didn't he?
Yes.
That in itself saves us a contingency fee.
Yes.
Which is a good deal for taxpayers. Usually on these civil litigations, you end up having to pay, what, 30-35%? Right off the bat, plus cost and expenses, so your settlement is reduced by the amount of legal fees. In this case, the prosecutor's office chose to do it themselves. Not only did they do an outstanding job, but they also saved the not only got a good deal for the taxpayers, but they also saved us a lot of money in the process by choosing to do it in-house rather than hire a outside firm, and that is in and of itself a great savings to the county. So this is a good deal, and I know staff worked very hard on this project, and it's one that puts another $800,000 into the general fund.
Half of that. Half goes in.
Oh, because there's of the other accounts.
Yeah.
But $800,000 comes back to the county.
Absolutely.
You're talking about splitting it out between the various funds.
That's how you put it, yeah.
Exactly. But I just, given where we started, I think that we need to, I think it'd be appropriate to send a letter to the prosecutor thanking him for his work on this. He did a good job.
Okay.
Good job for us.
I'd like to echo those sentiments and be happy to send a letter, sign a letter.
Sure.
For that. As long as we're making comments before we vote, I just want to, on item number 81, and that's the advertising for the roof on the jail, old jail. You guys know I'm not supportive of spending $1 million on this unless we have a contract. To my knowledge, we don't have the contract yet. I'm not sure how close is it. We have any communications or anything?
We're trying to get a letter of commitment from the U.S. Marshals.
So, well, and that's, you know, I'm going to support going after advertising for the bids, but unless we have a contract, my vote's going to be no on expending that money, not only because of not having a contract, but also just of what happened in Hamilton County just on Tuesday, where the citizens of Hamilton County have rejected the sales tax for the purchase of a new jail for Hamilton County. You may think that that would be a good thing, the saying that they're going to continue to send their prisoners to Hamilton County or to Butler County, but with the majority of the commission changing, with Phil Heimlich's defeat, we're not sure exactly what the sentiment is of the new commission there, and I think that we need to take a wait-and-see attitude to see if they're still of the feeling that sending their prisoners to Butler County is the right choice. Just as of this morning, I heard Commissioner-elect Pepper on the radio saying that we need to look at new ideas with regards to the jail, and I don't know what that means, and that concerns me because they can terminate our contract in 120 days, and if they, with 120 days notice, and if they do that, then we're going to have excess capacity in our own jail, which would make building the renovating the old jail kind of a moot point and a waste of money. So supportive of going out and advertising it, but awarding it will be a different matter unless there's some new developments along that way.
I may I comment on that also?
Certainly.
Mr. Jolivet has this. This is the issue on which you've staked your, you know, kind of showing you're a fiscal conservative. I want to point out, for all the watchdog stuff you've said, you have voted for every dollar that we have spent, with the exception of this contract and the helicopter. Every penny that this commission has spent has been spent with your approval in the last, this budget cycle for sure, and I can't speak for others. And
is there one specific vote that I've given without a good business plan behind it?
No, I'm just saying that what in this case,
that would be very supportive of this. If there was a good business plan behind it.
Well, I think there is, and there's a representation on your part that somehow your vote against this has been protecting the budget. I would suggest that it's the opposite. We have an analysis, and Derek, over the three-year period, what is the analysis of the revenue, net revenue to the county as a result if we contract out those jails? How much more do we make to the general fund?
About $1 million a year, if it's at 100.
About $1 million a year.
I agree with that, and I'll be more supportive of that if we had a contract with U.S. Marshals or with anybody that says that, you know, we're going to realize that type of revenue. But we don't.
Well,
in the explanation I received, that why we're moving so fast with this before a contract is because we want to get the roof on before winter sets in. And I've talked to roofing companies, and they say, well, they can work, you know, all through the winter, and they do. So, you know, I just, you know, I try to base my decisions when it comes to revenue expenditures on a good business plan and on what's good for the citizens. Now, I'll be more supportive, be the first one to vote yes when there's a contract saying that we're going to have these population coming into Butler County for our jails. But we don't have that yet.
Well, but
so I, and, but I'm not saying, hey, let's stop the process.
I understand.
I'm saying, hey, let's go on and we'll keep going for bids and seeing exactly what it's going to cost us. And hopefully that we'll have a contract by the time we go to award it, and also have a more of a feeling from the new majority from Hamilton County as to they're going to continue sending prisoners to Butler County. But with Commissioner-elect Pepper's background with Cincinnati Council, they were floating an idea of building a temporary jail along with the Cincinnati jail, which, you know, I'm not sure if that's going to be revived. So I'm just trying to say, hey, let's be cautious. Let's feel out what Hamilton County's intentions are. See if we can get even a longer period of the contract so it doesn't require just 120 days cancellation notice. And then we can move forward with a good confidence of that we're going to realize and not be spending this $1 million and have it sit empty.
Well, I just want to comment on that. We went through this, and the first is kind of a chicken and egg type problem. I think to characterize over this issue, to characterize the spending habits of this commission as like drunken sailors is unfair, and it absolutely ignores the fact that however drunk you think we got in spending the money, you were at the table with us and you were chugging along. Because in your letter that you sent describing our spending habits as drunken, comparing it to spending like drunken sailors, I looked at the record and found that you, every dollar that we spent, you were right there spending it with us. And if we were drunk, you were on the floor with us. And the fact of the matter, you stake this issue, and the only issue here, and it's not just the commissioners that determine where prisoners go. It is the prisoners plus the sheriff. If Simon Lease does not sign off on, this is the problem we have. We could build all the facilities in the world, and if our sheriff decides he doesn't want to accept them, under the Ohio Revised Code, it gives him, not us, the ultimate authority over whether prisoners are accepted.
Oh, certainly.
Now, we have general revenue fund issues, as you pointed out repeatedly. I've offered a number of ideas that I believe repeatedly since last December. I got a report from Derek this week on the status of some of them. I believe that we have an opportunity to save some money in initiating some of these. One was this whole issue of voluntary, what they call it, flex time or taking off or whatever we call, I don't know what the term is, but basically saying to our employees, hey, if we offered this benefit to you, would you be willing to take it? Here we are almost a year. I offered it, I think, last December, January, maybe February, I don't know, but some months after. We haven't even done the survey we agreed to do. We agreed, I thought, maybe I misunderstood, that we're actually going to go to our employees and say, if this were available to you, would you be willing to exercise this option? I think I could be wrong, but I think it's a question worth asking, because if they opted to take that benefit, that could save quite a bit of money to the general fund, letting them off. Now, we have to balance it out between, you know, what effect does it have on delivery of services and all that sort of stuff, but this is a question we wanted to ask. There are, there were 18 items on that. One of them was the phone system. We talked about the Cincinnati Bell contract. We still don't know what we're paying. If we know it, I don't know it, and Derek didn't know it as of yesterday when I asked it. We still don't know what we're paying for phone services. We don't know what the baseline cost is. Now, that's a question that in a tight budget, particularly with the emphasis that issue has got, that the day we approved that contract with Cincinnati Bell, we said, let's go out and see if we can save money by inviting bids. Well, you can't figure out if you can save money if you don't know what you're spending. And we do not know. We do not have a report from them that says, here are your baseline costs. And we've hired a consultant. Now, if I'm wrong on this, Derek, correct me.
But it's not certainly nothing that I've said that say, hey, let's not go get this, because I supported you on that.
I know you did. What I'm saying is.
So that's when you're making my point is that we've gone out and saying, hey, we don't know what we're spending if we don't have this information. Well, here, which I'm trying to be consistent, is that we don't know if we're going to fill the jail, but yet we're going to spend the money.
Well,
and you say you're right, it's the chicken before the egg, but if we tell the U.S. Marshals or any other county that, hey, we're going to do this if you sign a contract and you can bring your prisoners here. We've agreed to do that, but yet we don't have a contract, so why should we go ahead and spend that money ahead of time? Let's get the contract first.
Well, I do know this. I've had several conversations with the sheriff, and you're right. This is a business decision, and like a lot of business decisions, it involves risk, and you have to weigh the risk versus the benefit. I'm not suggesting that raising the question you're raising is unreasonable. What I'm suggesting is to characterize over this issue as you did, because that conveys we're going to have very difficult, as you know and we all know, budget decisions to make in the next few months. And there is an impression out there, the Journal has picked up on it, primarily created by you, that we've been irresponsible in our spending habits. There is one issue on spending that's been an issue of controversy with respect to the budget, where there was a substantive disagreement on this commission. One issue in this budget cycle, and it's been this issue.
I disagree, because we were all in agreement during our budget discussions that we were going to put a conveyance fee on, because we knew that the tough position that the general fund budget was in. And we passed a temporary budget trying to see if things would improve so we wouldn't have to. It didn't. And yet when we had to come to the table and make the decision, we said no. The majority of the commission said no. So then we turn around and say, well, we're going to spend $1 million to fix this jail up. We just turned down trying to get more revenue because we knew that was a problem. And then we're going to spend $1 million. So I'm thinking, what is going on here?
Well, what was going on is at the same time we were discussing that conveyance fee, there were discussions about doing the jail contract with Hamilton County. You knew it. I knew it. We all knew it. And the fact is that contract came through. And it caused, and I had.
But it still doesn't solve a long-term problem that we have with this budget that we're going to have to face in the next couple months with our reserves, which is, depleted to the point where we're going to get downgraded, which is going to cost us even more money unless we do something. And that could have solved that problem, at least put us on the right path. Right now, we're not even. Not even started down the path.
Well, my path was, my position was very clear on that. When you give respect to many of the ideas that I've offered to save money, I'll give.
I just told you that I was,
Well,
you mentioned.
Get the list, Derek. Make sure that everybody's got it. And then let's go down and check off how many we've implemented or even tried to implement. And
do you think that that I've told Derek, hey, don't do this part of the
I'm not suggesting that. What I'm suggesting is I made my position clear. I want to be able to look the taxpayers in the eye and say, hey, we've done everything we can do to reduce costs. Balancing a budget is not just about raising taxes. It's about also getting more efficiencies and value out of the dollars you're spending and reducing where you can. And I felt it was important that we explore every opportunity to reduce our costs.
But that transformation that you had was after you told us in a budget work session that you would support the conveyance fee. And then you've had a transformation as to say, well, we haven't cut enough, and I can't look the constituents in the eye, which to me was just a political...
It wasn't political. That came after you guys gave $250,000 a year to Cincinnati Bell without going to the table and forcing those reductions. That came after that, and I thought if we've got 200... Well, of course you did. That's exactly what you did. If you look at the numbers they've even now come to us with after we went out to the marketplace, they're representing savings of between 10 and 15%. Of course, they're holding those savings until we go through this process. They're saying, boy, if you would have done this, we could have been able to give you those savings.
Save him to make those arrangements. We didn't.
But we went along with them. And that was the – if we were in a position – to leave 200, 150, maybe it was 150, the $250,000 on the table, that was the trigger that caused me to come back and say, hey, on one hand, we're saying, boy, we're really, and the fact of the matter was simple. We did not have to do that. We did not have to do that. I've had conversations with them since. The numbers are out there. I know pretty much close what the numbers are. I don't know if you've seen the spreadsheet they've given us. You look at that spreadsheet, and they haven't sent that to you, Derek?
I don't think I've seen it.
This is from Cincinnati Bell. And Cincinnati Bell is a fine company, and I'm happy to work with them. But I'm not happy to subsidize them when the marketplace would give us better savings. All I'm saying is that there are a number of ideas that I've offered repeatedly, and somehow, I'm not saying you did anything, somehow we've not got any action.
You're giving the impression that,
well, I don't know.
Let's go through how many you've supported. I don't know that I've not supported any of them. I think some of them may be unrealistic.
Some may be.
But,
and some of them, as you say, may waste our time considering them.
Right.
But life's a percentage game. You come up with ideas, and you try to see, does this work? And if it doesn't work, you go on to one that does.
But, the bottom line on this issue is that, and the sheriff thinks that I'm picking on him. It's not that I'm picking on him. I'm just need to make a good business decision with this because it's all such a fluid thing, especially now in Hamilton County, that if they would turn around, Pepper and Portune say, hey, we're not sending, our prisoners up to Butler County. We're going to build this other thing. We're going to have excess capacity in our jail. So all I'm saying, hey, let's keep the process going, but let's be cautious and let's try to find a contract for the old jail and try to find out what is Hamilton County's with their new majority. What are their plans with regards to their prisoners' population? Are they continuing to send them to Butler County, or are they going to cancel the contract with only 120 days? I think that's only prudent that we try to do that.
And no one's objecting to that.
Well,
I'm just what I'm pointing out is you have said that this commission is spending money. You did say that, right?
Yeah, and I included we in the comment. I didn't say you guys. I said we're beginning to spend money like drunken sailors. If you want to,
Okay, well, we were all at the bar together.
And we're getting worse. And I, if you read the whole sentence, that, it may come that we're going to be ruining the day that we did.
Well, heck, then that clarifies it for me. I didn't know you were including yourself in the we.
Well, if you're going to quote the letter, you might as well say it right.
Well,
I had something here.
First step to recovery is admitting that you're drunk.
That's right. Well, as it stands right now, we're the only game in the area as far as space is concerned. and they're talking about the possibility of a tent city of some sort in Cincinnati. It's my understanding of what they wanted to do for a temporary, and I really don't think that the state would permit that. They really frown on that kind of thing anyway. But then we're not only looking at the possibility of the marshal's office, but we're looking at the ICE situation as well, as far as prisoners are concerned. And I just don't see it as a losing situation. So I think it's worth going ahead with.
And I also want to point out.
I'll be the first one to say, okay, that's great. Once we have a contract in hand,
but
shows it's a good business plan to do.
But I do want you to understand, Greg, that this isn't something that I don't know what you and Commissioner Furman have done. I know Commissioner Furman has been supportive of this, which I appreciate.
Well, it's not just for you, Mike. It's for what's right for the county. I mean, I just have to sell it like it is.
Well, I wouldn't accuse you of doing something for me, but I'm just trying to say that it's a good thing. And I appreciate it when we can come together on a good thing. And I think this is a good thing for the county. And I believe, based on comment, could be wrong. Greg, you could be sitting here a few months from now saying, I told you so.
Well, that's not going to make me happy, because then we will have spent $1 million where we could have taken a more cautious approach and still accomplish what we want to accomplish if the opportunity is there. And that's why, you know, we're putting the cart before the horse. Go out and get the contracts and tell them, hey, we'll be open in 6 months. And that's why I'm saying, hey, let's continue the process of getting the bids and seeing exactly what it's going to cost. The sheriff and whoever go out and see if we can't get long-term agreements to make it worthwhile. And then let's proceed.
Well, I think we can. And I know, based on my conversations with the sheriff, has talked to ICE, sheriff's talked to the marshals. I've had several conversations with the folks in California. You may have seen recently that the state of Indiana has taken in a number of prison inmates from California. And my conversation with folks in California, they have to find like 10,000 beds, and they would be happy to enter into a contract with us. And if this commission is willing to proceed with that, I'd be happy to convey that to the folks in California. We could put our staff on it. If you are interested in a contract, I think we could get a contract very quickly with the state of California, which would be beneficial to this county and generate about $1 million a year. That issue of the only reason we didn't pursue the California was the sheriff was thinking, well, we may be able to solve this with ICE or what you call it, the marshals. Now, we could have a conversation with the sheriff to accommodate your concern.
It's called. We have to support him.
Exactly. I mean, but we could have a conversation with the sheriff to say, look, maybe this would be good leverage to get the contract with ICE and the marshals to get sufficient prisoners. But if not, we can come back and have that conversation in earnest with California. That's
fine with me.
I'd like to go ahead with that.
As we say let's not start expending money until we have a contract.
But if the commission can give Derek and our administration the opportunity to, you know, hey, talk to the folks in California, I'll give you, I know the sheriff is on that, because this is a good deal, assuming we get the contract, this is a good deal for taxpayers. This will generate, you know, it's a horrible statement of our time that the jail industry is a growth industry and the communities that have capacity have an asset that can generate values for their taxpayers. I mean, it's...
Who'd have thought it would be at the jail?
Pardon me?
Who'd have thought it would be the jail?
I mean, no one. I mean, I kind of hate the idea that that the revenue stream is generated by the fact that there's so many people out there committing crimes. But the fact of the matter is other communities and other agencies have serious problems keeping the prisoners, I mean, finding a place for the prisoners. We actually, for a whole list of reasons, have that. So as long as they have the need and we have the asset to meet the need, and that can help us take pressure off our general fund budget. This isn't a long-term solution.
I think we should work it through the sheriff, though, instead of Derek writing a letter to them.
Well, the sheriff, you got to coordinate it with the sheriff, but there's two parts to this. We can't do it without the sheriff, and the sheriff can't do it without us. Yeah. Either one of us can veto it, but the sheriff is the head of the jail. Right. And I think we ought to tell Derek that, hey, get with the sheriff and have those conversations that need to be had. What the California folks wanted to hear was, yeah, you're willing to do this. And because it was, and I think we basically say to the sheriff, look, just go out and find the best deal for Butler County. The California thing was more beneficial to us because they were willing to pay more money.
Yeah.
Because their costs are much higher than other folks. But I think the direction we ought to give Derek is that, hey, get with the sheriff and figure out what it takes to identify our options and then bring it back to us. And that accommodates Commissioner Jolivet's concern.
And I've always been supportive of that.
Okay.
But I just don't want to spend any money unless we have a guarantee that we're going to realize a good business plan that, you know, we're going to spend the money to make the money back. But right now we're going to spend the money with the hope that it comes. And I, you know, you guys may be right that, you know, it's out there, we're the only game in town, but until people want to play ball with us and sign a contract, we're just rolling the dice.
If we go with this California thing, we have to make it perfectly clear that they do all the transportation.
Correct.
Oh, absolutely.
They pay for all the health care.
Medical costs.
It's not illegal immigrants, and they take them all back.
Yes.
None of them are left here.
Correct.
All those issues need to be clarified before we.
Correct.
Pretty well like that Hamilton contract, the same way.
Yes.
And they're not the
worst of the worst.
They are. And they've indicated that, I mean, they just need space. So
it just amazes me.
How can that be cost effective for them?
It just amazes me that some private entrepreneur is not saying, hey, I'm going to build a jail out in California to take care of this, to privatize something.
Question. Anyhow, we have the motion and second. Is there
for the communications?
For the communications, Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
One more. We have going to executive session at 10:30 for pending litigation. I'm sorry, collective bargaining.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody?
Oh, I do. I think it might be, we talked about this before during the primary process. Now it's all done. I think it would be useful for us to pass a resolution congratulating the new governor on his election and inviting, or, you know, sending a letter inviting Governor-elect Strickland to come to Butler County as soon as possible. The fact of the matter is Butler County is the number one job producer in the state of Ohio. And the number one issue in this state is getting our people back to work and offsetting the loss in manufacturing jobs and getting our economy moving again. And I would think that a governor that wanted to do that, as I believe he does, could learn a lot from the success we've had here, and that we should invite him to come and meet with us and the various leaders in our communities and, you know, kind of do, remember when they used to bring the cabinet folks around and different things, Voinovich did this, Celeste did it, and get our oar in the water. I'm sure that he'll get similar invitations from other communities, but I'd like to us to develop a relationship with him and his team as quickly as possible and indicate to him that we're willing to work with the new administration to make Ohio better. And I think it'd be good to just offer that invitation in the form of a letter and congratulatory sentiments.
I couldn't agree more, and I was very pleased by his comments about how he wanted to open up himself to all parts of the state, which is very encouraging. So I agree that we need to meet with him as soon as possible.
It's definitely the right thing to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Can we do a resolution plus a letter to him?
Well, if you want to, we could do. If you want to do the resolution now, I can base it on what you said.
You can just basically that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to working with you to build a better Ohio and create jobs and.
I think that if we going to do a resolution, let's include Senator Lecture Brown also.
Senator, that's a good idea. Senator Lecture Brown.
So that's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jalabet?
Yes.
Okay.
Move the recess.
You don't need to move, just
declare it. Declare recess.
All right.